Welcome to Onc Live On Air. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. Onc Live On Air is a podcast from Onc Live, which provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. In today's episode, we had the pleasure of speaking with David R. Wise, MD, PhD. Dr. Wise is an assistant professor in the Department of Medicine and Department of Urology at the NYU Grossman School of Medicine, part of NYU Langone Health. In our exclusive interview, Dr. Wise discussed practice-changing findings from the Phase 3 ARASENS and PEACE-1 trials. The ARASENS study investigated darolutamide plus androgen deprivation therapy and docetaxel in metastatic castration-sensitive prostate cancer. The triplet resulted in a 32.5% reduction in the risk of death compared with docetaxel and ADT alone. Additionally, at a 36-week follow-up, this trial demonstrated a 63% reduction in the risk of death in patients with undetectable prostate-specific antigen levels who received the darolutamide combination. In the PEACE-1 trial, the combination of ADT, docetaxel, abiraterone acetate, and radiotherapy showed a statistically significant improvement in overall survival and radiographic progression-free survival in patients with metastatic hormone-naive prostate cancer. The median RPFS in patients treated with the combination was 4.46 years versus 2.22 years in patients who did not receive abiraterone. Dr. Wise highlighted how intensified treatment with doublet or triplet therapy can lead to better long-term outcomes in prostate cancer. He also outlined potential treatment sequencing options with a variety of available agents in this setting and discussed the importance of communication between patients and physicians so patients can receive optimal care tailored to their needs. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Wise, for joining us on an episode of Onc Live On Air to discuss two pivotal trials, ARASENS and PEACE-1. It's great to have you with us today.
Well, thanks so much for having me. These are two really important studies that have been presented in the last several months that really changed the care of men with metastatic prostate cancer. So by way of background, clearly metastatic prostate cancer remains an area of unmet medical need. And we know that as a standard of care, men are treated with several options, including hormone suppression as the backbone of treatment. But multiple studies have now showed that we should really be intensifying treatment with the addition of a second agent beyond just androgen suppression. The second agent could be docetaxel, it could be abiraterone, it could be apalutamide, it could be enzalutamide. And we know that a subset of men with low volume metastatic prostate cancer can also be intensified with low dose prostate-directed radiation therapy. The question that's really emerged is, should we be intensifying further and how should we be doing that? And in particular, for the men who are treated with ADT and docetaxel, should we be intensifying treatment to those men with the addition of an AR-directed therapy? And that really sets the stage for the studies that I'm going to discuss today. So the model to explain this scientifically, why do we think this would be a good idea, is that many studies from biopsy specimens from patients with prostate cancer have found that there are early signs of aggressive resistant clones, we call them, that may be present actually from the beginning of the prostate cancer and certainly from the start of the diagnosis of the metastatic prostate cancer. And so those cells can likely grow and divide with very low testosterone levels, levels that are not completely depleted with androgen suppression alone. And those cells tend to have AR alterations in the gene AR. And by using these new therapies, we can help eradicate those cells as well. And that's likely why we're getting better long-term outcomes when we intensify treatment earlier with doublet or triplet therapy. So prior studies have looked at this a bit, and those are studies in particular with enzalutamide, which have looked at whether patients who were previously treated with docetaxel for hormone-sensitive metastatic prostate cancer, whether they benefit from the intensification with enzalutamide. And really, those studies were largely of uncertain significance. I think that they were really not powered to give us the data to answer that question. So that really left oncologists scratching their heads, because it was a compelling concept to treat a patient with docetaxel and then switch to a maintenance that involves both ADT and an AR-directed therapy. But we really didn't have the data to do so. And so there's been a lot of, I would say, varying practice patterns in the community on whether and how to do that. And that really sets the stage for these studies, because these studies actually give us now the first powered, prospectively randomized trials to address this question. And so I'll start with piece one, because that's the trial that was presented first. And this was presented by Dr. Fizazi and colleagues at ESMO in 2021. And this was a large four-arm randomized study that was actually initially designed to test whether adding either abiraterone or radiation therapy or the combination of the two would benefit men compared to the control arm at that time, which was ADT alone. Now, that trial started in 2013, which was, of course, even before the charted presentation of docetaxel, which showed benefit. And so what happened with that study was that it was amended to include and allow docetaxel as with ADT as the standard of care. And importantly, when that trial was amended, it was amended such that there was a pre-specified statistical plan that was particularly focused on a primary efficacy endpoint analysis in the docetaxel-treated population, looking to whether abiraterone improves outcomes, improves survival in men previously treated with docetaxel. And that's really important, because that's exactly the clinical question that we're really trying to get an answer to. So the overall response and the overall survival in that study was positive. So men treated with abiraterone did survive longer, even with prior ADT plus docetaxel, compared to men treated with ADT plus docetaxel alone, which was a great result. The hazard ratio was 0.75 and the p-value was 0.017. Now, importantly, when the patients were subdivided by disease volume, it was really the patients with high volume disease that most benefited from the addition of abiraterone. And so really based on this data, men who are diagnosed with either synchronous or metachronous low volume hormone sensitive metastatic prostate cancer, we really don't have clear data from this study yet that they should be intensified with triplet therapy. So those men did not derive added benefit from the addition of abiraterone, whereas the men diagnosed with high volume disease really did seem to benefit. So switching gears to the ARASENS trial, ARASENS asked a similar question, but this was a trial that started later. And so docetaxel was already part of the standard of care. And so the question in that trial was more focused from the beginning. And it was a randomized trial comparing ADT plus six cycles of docetaxel plus placebo versus ADT plus docetaxel plus darolutamide. Now, darolutamide is an FDA-approved antiandrogen that's approved for the treatment of men with non-metastatic castration-resistant prostate cancer, in which it showed comparable OS benefit to the other approved agents in that space, enzalutamide and apalutamide, with a very good side effect profile. And that side effect profile is believed to be in part due to the lower rate of blood-brain barrier penetration by darolutamide, which has mostly been shown in preclinical models, but there is some clinical data to that effect. That really is what sets the stage for this study, to see if this triplet also improves overall outcomes, the overall survival, which was the primary endpoint of this trial, compared to ADT plus docetaxel alone. And so this was a positive trial. This trial did show a 32.5% risk reduction in the risk of death in men treated with ADT plus docetaxel plus darolutamide compared to the doublet alone, with a hazard ratio of 0.68 and a p-value of less than 0.001. Importantly, the treatment emergent adverse events, so the side effect profile looked really good. And the side effects that our patients are really worried about, which is fatigue, the risk of falls and fractures, really did not seem to be significantly different between the two arms of the trial. much of the fatigue in both arms was related to docetaxel, of course. So overall, the authors of both of these studies really cite an impressive overall survival benefit with the triplet therapy, ADT plus docetaxel and either abiraterone, acetate plus prednisone, or darolutamide for the treatment of men with newly diagnosed metastatic hormone-sensitive prostate cancer. So these studies really give our patients great new options for this particular and very challenging disease entity and first line of treatment. But there are still important questions that remain in how we should further implement these results. So the first question is really, does this apply or should this apply evenly to men with metastatic high volume and low volume prostate cancer who are started with docetaxel? And the answer really is unknown. As I mentioned before, the PEACE 1 trial really showed no significant benefit in men with low volume prostate cancer to the triplet. Most of those men are going to be treated with abiraterone alone plus ADT rather than docetaxel. And so clearly there's no compelling evidence, in my opinion, to the triplet for men with low volume disease, particularly with metachronous recurrent low volume disease. Now, in terms of sequencing, so should we be treating men with ADT plus docetaxel, complete the docetaxel, and then switch to a maintenance with abiraterone or darolutamide, or should we start them all in a concurrent fashion? So I think, again, the answer is not quite clear, but these trials were designed to use the triplet in a concurrent fashion rather than a sequential fashion. Now, concurrently doesn't mean you need to start them all the first day you meet the patient. Typically, we would consider the first 3 months to be a reasonable time frame. And many clinicians, including myself, feel like probably the best thing to do with a patient practically is to start one drug at a time over the course of those 3 months to be sure that the patient's tolerating each medication, especially given the fact that the initial ADT is going to have a very significant improvement in their early symptom control and their early PSA response. Now, what about cardiovascular disease, liver disease, other comorbidities, and diabetes? How should we think about that? Well, of course, we have that 3 month time frame, so I think it's very important to not delay initial treatment with therapy with ADT for these patients. But clearly, any further escalation within that time frame, that's a reasonable time to optimize those comorbidities to the extent that we can, incorporate cardio-oncology consultation to optimize cardiovascular disease, endocrinology consultation to optimize diabetes, if at all possible. It gets to the next question, which is choosing between abiraterone and darolutamide. That's a question that's on a lot of people's minds, and there are quite a few considerations. So one of the considerations is that abiraterone does require a bit more monitoring, and that's in part due to the liver test abnormalities that can occur and the prednisone. For men with diabetes, that would make me lean a bit more towards darolutamide, although I think we can treat men safely with abiraterone and prednisone if they have diabetes. For men where it might be difficult to monitor their LFTs frequently for a variety of reasons, that would push you a little bit more towards darolutamide. I think tolerability is another issue that has been brought up. Yes, darolutamide is very well tolerated in the Arisense trial, but abiraterone is also very well tolerated. So I'm not sure we have clear data, and we certainly don't have prospective head-to-head data comparing darolutamide and abiraterone with a healthcare quality of life outcome, for example. So I think these are both very well tolerated agents. The final point to mention is cost. Abiraterone is off patent and is far, far less expensive now than label Nubeqa. Right. And so that's a significant difference in cost. And that might be another main factor in driving choice towards abiraterone relative to darolutamide. Ultimately, all of these factors and others are going to need to be discussed between a patient and physician to come up with the best option. How will PSMA PET imaging influence these outcomes? So PSMA PET was not used as an inclusion criteria on these studies. Men had to have metastatic disease as diagnosed by standard bone scan and or CAT scan. And so there is certainly going to be a population of men who have molecularly identified metastatic disease on PSMA PET, but not metastatic disease on their conventional imaging. How do we treat those patients? I think the major question that needs to be thought about for those patients are we sure that they truly have metastatic disease, particularly for the oligometastatic patient with identified on PSMA PET? We don't want to be excluding a patient from curative intent treatment for localized disease based on a false positive PSMA PET finding. So I think that's actually the main question for those patients. And finally, of course, what we're looking for are better molecular biomarkers that we can use to better guide who to intensify and who may not need the intensification. That's an area of significant current research. Lastly, I'll say, these studies do not dictate that all men with metastatic prostate cancer, low volume or high volume, need triplet. They do not need docetaxel. There is no prospective randomized trials showing that docetaxel needs to be included in the frontline regimen. Is ADT plus abiraterone plus docetaxel better than ADT plus abiraterone alone? We do not have data on that, and we do not need to start men on the triplet therapy based on these studies. Importantly, that needs to be investigated further. The same can be said for darolutamide. We do not know that docetaxel needs to be added as a additional agent within that first line regimen. So although there are certainly important questions that remain, both in terms of how to implement these findings, I think that the most important point from these studies was that we now have clear data that men who are treated with ADT for first-line metastatic prostate cancer really should have intensification with an AR-directed therapy, either abiraterone or darolutamide, if their treatment is going to include docetaxel. So that's a really important finding. Both of these studies are very well designed and executed, and I think this is a great contribution for men with metastatic prostate cancer. Thanks so much.
That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening to this episode of OncLive On Air. Check back on Mondays and Thursdays for exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLive SOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode of OncLive On Air, please consider subscribing to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and many of your other favorite podcast platforms so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to OncLive On Air.